a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In days to come, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established as the highest mountain and raised above the hills. All nations shall stream toward it. Many peoples shall come and say, "Come, let us climb the Lord's mountain to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may instruct us in his ways and we may walk in his paths. For from Zion shall go forth instruction, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and impose terms on many peoples. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. One nation shall not raise the sword against another, nor shall they train for war again. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord, the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoice because they said to me, 'We will go up to the house of the Lord.' And now we have set a foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Jerusalem built as a city with compact unity. To it the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord, according to the decree for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. In it are set up judgment seats, seats for the house of David. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May peace be within your walls, prosperity in your buildings. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Because of my relatives and friends, I will say, 'Peace be within you.' Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will pray for your good. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord." My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come down and cure him." The centurion sent a reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes; to another, 'Come here,' and he comes; and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so here we hear the reading from the gospel today, what we say at Mass: "Lord, I am not worthy that you come into my roof, under my roof, but only say the word and I shall be healed, or my servant shall be healed." And so there's two things working here. One is humility, and the other one is trust or faith. And when you put these two things together, miracles can happen. When one of them is lacking, then miracles don't happen. So when we come before God, we have to humbly acknowledge that we're not worthy of him. But then he doesn't leave us there. We say, "But you are all good. You can do anything. You have the power." And so when we have that humility and trust or faith, then God can do great things in our lives. So today, let us come before our God with humility and with faith, that he can do a miracle in our life. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray, as always, for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We pray for all bishops, all priests, all religious women and men.